Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live here every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And we're also live on Facebook, and we'll be on YouTube later. This show is the show that I call Nuggets of Wisdom. And on this show, I like to leave this open for people to call in. I have had a bunch of people email me. I have lots of people sending me lots of things that are going on with them. And so, but first and foremost, I love to take your calls. So 1-800-930-2819. Feel free to call in. Today's show is, like I said, Nuggets of Wisdom from my book. And this is my book, The Truth is Funny. And I just had one of the most beautiful compliments from a client. I hadn't heard from her in 2 years, we figured out. Because the last time I was energetically, like I did a private consultation with her, she was wanting to do something really amazing. And she ended up, and she's an amazing person, so why not? And she ended up, I can't remember what it was exactly that was like kind of like the final thing that just all of a sudden the light bulb goes on for someone and they get that aha moment and they're like, I know what I'm supposed to do. And so she ended up publishing a book. And I just talked to her a couple days ago, but she said that she uses my book every day, like every day. And, you know, quite often I use my book. I just wanted to mention to everybody, I just want to say thank you so much for your patience, everybody. I had kind of a very, very challenging, well, it's been challenging, but I had a really challenge, like it got more challenging. because my daughter, she had just been promoted at her job and she just loves it. And she had an accident at work and it was just a freak thing, cut her arm. And it, of course, you know, that happening at this time was very, very challenging. And I kind of went into mother mode and it's just amazing. Really, like she's fine now. So those of you who have been asking, I just want to let you know, her work has been exceptionally amazing. She's the manager up at the wine, at the winery at Summerhill Pyramid Winery, one of the most visited here, organic, biodynamic. It's right up my alley. And so it was just a freak accident, but she needed to have surgery done on her ligaments. And so she's recovering really well. She has no pain. Her and I joke quite a bit. We have a different sense of humor with each other. But like I said to her, honestly, like when she phoned me, I went into full-blown mother mode and I can still feel the effects. I think it's been like 10 days later. It was exhausting, exhausting. The fear was exhausting because like she was wearing a big watch and that stopped it from puncturing her artery. But like you know, all the things that you freak out about as a mother. And like on top of everything else that's happening now. And I was just like, I didn't even realize because I stayed very calm, but my eyes just wouldn't stop running. And I stayed very calm and I started correcting and I corrected for 3 days until she had the surgery and, you know, it's working good or she feels really good about it. You know, like her boyfriend's been exceptionally good to her. Everything's been perfect. But I've noticed for myself that, oh my gosh, my energy level dropped. So if, you know, I missed your email or I missed an appointment, I'm the worst secretary ever. Anyways, and because like when I go into this mode, I lose time. There's just no time for me. So, you know, I decided I'm going to do the show today about fear. Because that's one of the biggest fears. And this week I've had so many people who have so many things happen that are good reasons to be fearful. And so I just sort of want to talk a little bit about that. And normally, like, I read it out of my book, but I printed it off on the computer because the exciting thing is that I just set up my studio. And I've got a new chair. I'm going to share a picture. It looks probably pretty similar for watching now. But I have my new hot pink chair and I've got my Vortex carpet and I have all new connectors, like everything. I purchased everything electronic, brand new, just because I feel like sometimes the energy gets so intense that it zaps things. And now it just feels really fresh in here. And I'm really like pumped about it. I'm pumped about my face yoga course. I've been working on that now. I'm halfway through. I have found out that I'm not as good a student as I am a teacher. In some ways, I mean, I'm just a little bit behind in my assignments. So I'm loving doing it. And so I'm getting caught up in that. And so if I missed you at all, please do let me know. Just email me. I've been off social media also. I just felt like I needed to go out and get on my paddleboard and get on the lake and just tune in to like nature and calm down. Because I found that, like I said, it was so interesting how the fear just zapped my energy. Like I just felt like almost like a noodle. Like for about a week after, and that's not typically how I am. And so it was really like, wow, we like had a lot of shifting to do and around my biggest fears. And my daughter and I joke about it because I say to her, now that, you know, my worst fear came true, that you'd have to have another surgery or something would happen to you and you survived it and you and I can laugh together, then I feel like I can maybe let go of any of that residual fear, with all of the, you know, the stuff that's happening out there, and just allow myself to be more fun. And she said, "Mom, I think that's a good idea." So, you know, it's really important right now. Like fear is the most powerful and commonly experienced emotion that people face on a daily basis. So it's caused by the interrelationship of a person's own experiences and those of others in the past, the present, and even the future. So seemingly insignificant occurrences during childhood can cause fears that have profound effects later in life. So conditions that contribute to fears and phobias often involve relationships, money, finances, prosperity, health, self-criticism, occupation, illness, traumas, death, and even fear of fear itself. And that's what I was energetically shifting in myself, is the fear of fear itself. And that's a biggie. So being afraid to be afraid, especially when you're in the middle of what we're in here. And then you have anything that, like, as it is, like, everybody's routine is, like, kind of pulled, like, has been pulled from them. And so a lot of people are readjusting right now. And I want to talk about that, too. But I'm just going to continue with this, with what I wrote here. And so having one fear often causes more fears and phobias in what can become a very vicious cycle. So fears are reasonable because they are based on real lifetime problems, whereas phobias are unreasonable. Like, for example, if a person lives on a high-rise building and they're on the top floor and they fear injury from walking out the door and there is no balcony, that's That's a reasonable fear. If they live on the first floor and there's absolutely no reason to, that there would be injury and they're still afraid to go out the door, that would be like what we would call a phobia. So the nugget of wisdom from the vector is that, you know, people are encouraged to worry. And man, like us moms, we can really do it. Like we can go into worry mode really quickly, very easily. You know, and we're told we have to take this dis-ease seriously. You have to be more serious about this. Like, don't laugh. You know, and that's a way a lot of people actually let go and release fear is by laughter. So it's to avoid what they fear. People will avoid what they fear at all costs. And this can become very unreasonable. So the laws of attraction and repulsion create a magnet on the subconscious level for people to attract what they tend to be most fearful of. So that's why like, right now it's really, really beneficial to take some time for yourself to be as calm as you can and remain calm and to be like the eye of the storm, which, you know, we'll talk about some more when we come back. As I said, I'm taking callers, 1-800-930-2819. I just shared this radio show really, really early this morning from what my team sent out before. And so I'm a little bit behind. So if you haven't seen it, we are live on Facebook and you can call in. And I'm happy if you just want to call in and tell us what's going on, you need someone to talk to, or you would like some energy shifted. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles, and I'm hosting a Zoom class on Wednesday, July 29th, 5 p.m. Pacific, with East West Bookshop here in Seattle. The title of my class is The Life You Save May Be Your Own. You're going to learn about how I lost it all in 2016 and the three-step process which got me back my life.
Tickets available at eastwestbookshop.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm so happy to connect with you, even if it is going to be later. Hopefully, I was just saying to Zach, my producer here, hopefully you're out and about enjoying some sunshine and taking part in maybe a little bit of nature, which is really good for people right now. So, you know, I was talking, I wanted to talk about the fear because a lot of people, what I'm finding, because I'm blessed to be able to talk to people from around the world. And so I'm getting a different perspective from different countries. And I'm also like noticing that there's a bit of a timeline all to it. Like there's different stages that everybody's sort of going through. And then also, you know, having my daughter and her husband in the United States, and then having Transformation Talk Radio in the United States. Like one of the greatest fears for me that came up, and like this may sound ridiculous to some people, but as a Sagittarian, like I like to travel. And I was just like, will I even ever be able to see my daughter again? You know, like she's in the States right now and like they're closing the border and they don't know if they'll ever open it again. And all this stuff is happening. And yet I have like some of my best friends and my like most wonderful people are in the United States. And I love Canada, don't get me wrong. But like that for me personally was like one of the things that came up. And then I realized that, you know, this is such good practice for all of us right now. Not practice, because like, I mean, this is a this what's happening right now is unprecedented. And we're going to be in the history books if there's a history. And I'll tell you, like, I don't know. One thing that, you know, I really feel is that people, if we dig deep right now and we really like go inward, and that may sound weird because like, oh, go inward, how much more inward can we go? Like we're not going out that much and everything. And if we do, a lot of people, this is the leading weakness that people are expressing now. I have also felt it myself. Really interesting, had a major breakthrough with the client yesterday regarding this, because normally she's like really vibrant and vital and happy and buoyant at work, and everybody enjoys that about her. And she said she just knows that like her temperament is like off, and that she's just, but she's been working through the whole thing. Like she's been, and you know, and so have I, and so has Transformation Talk Radio and the team there. And we're, you know, so many businesses, and then there's all these creative ways that people are finding to be able to stay in business. And then there's all the thing in the background about what's going to be happening. And then in the meantime, like me, I'm going out paddling and I'm keeping myself as healthy as I can. And I'm on project 29 in my yard now. I have a natural talent for topiary, and my grandpa Charles, he was a carpenter, and I did for about 3 years. I did build kitchens for a living, so all these latent carpentry skills are coming back to me, and I'm keeping myself like I'm taking a course and I'm doing all these things. And the reason I'm doing this is, I'm really like sitting. And it's not about that I'm being antisocial right now, but I have a lot of clients contacting me from like all over the place with some very major shift happening in their lives. And there's no one really for them to turn to. And there's a lot of people in hospital right now that like family can't advocate for. And so, you know, energetically we can tune into it. And so we've had some really good things happen with that. You know, like it's very interesting. Like there seems to be a group of people that are really terrified of the virus, and there's like the masks and the spraying and like for me, because I do energy work, that doesn't test the weakest for me. For me, I feel that people are in fear, and that fear is causing a lot of people, like, cause it's been like pretty constant now. And now it's kind of like upping again in some ways for some people. And also the reality of it is hitting, and some people are going back to work for the first time now since like this has been like almost 6 months. And it's like everybody has had to kind of revisit who you are. And like for me, when I've canceled all my live events, and I was really sad because that's my favorite way of connecting with people. But then I realized, you know what? I really love the personal consultations. So I'm doing them 2-for-1 for the entire summer, because I want people to be able to reach me if they want to. And so I want you to know I'm here. I might be out paddling or out in my yard, but basically I'm writing Tales from the Vector. I'm working on an online program for the energy work and for the face yoga and taking that course. And yeah, I just noticed I was like on this like roll, getting all like, and I when I say I was getting all of these things done, I was doing it in a way I just felt so good. I just felt like, this is how I saw it when I moved here. And this is what I've always wanted to do here. And now I have time. And so, and I found things around. I'm like MacGyver now. I can find anything and turn it into something. And it's been like, for me in many ways, like I'm revisiting what it's like to be a child and to, like explore again, because going back out there with people right now, I went out yesterday just to our local store to get something to eat. And there was a man screaming at the pizza guy, and, you know, one had a mask and one didn't, and they're yelling. And one's like, I was like, whoa, like, no, like, oh, actually only the one person was yelling. The other person was just trying to do his job. And it was over something like there was one of the ingredients was missing in the pizza, which is like what's happening is like it's more challenging to do business. Sometimes the ingredients aren't there for the business right now. Things like for me to mail anything right now, I have to do it during the week from 9 till 5, basically, to get to my post office. And they're closed on the weekends, which makes it challenging when I'm working in a bunch of different time zones. So all of these things, like I'm just finding a lot of people, their tempers are flaring. And I just really encourage people right now to really be careful, because like what I'm noticing also, and this is in particular for people that would like listen to this show, people that do energy work, people that understand a little bit about, you know, how important it is to lead from a place of integrity, like if to lower the fear. And so it's really important to recognize that, as I've been saying this for months, that much of the fear that's out there is phobic, because it's about viruses, et cetera. And we're covered in viruses, and we are viruses. And like, we are the virus on this planet for sure. Like if you look at from the microcosmic to the macrocosmic, there probably isn't a virus or a being or an enzyme or a bacteria that could be more damaging to its environment than we are to this planet and to each other, like in ways that are so unnecessary. And so for me, I'm noticing that some people are like just coming out, and they're just like blooming and they're blossoming. And for the first time, they're giving themselves permission. Cause it's kind of like for some people, like if you've never had a near-death experience or you haven't really been challenged in certain ways, then this is like a real earthquake for a lot of people. Whereas for some people, it's kind of like another day in the life of. And so some people have more challenging lives than others is basically what I'm saying on a day-to-day basis. And then there's some people that have a more challenging life on a day-to-day basis because they make it more challenging. And they don't understand why they're doing that. Why am I making this so challenging? But a lot of the times, the reason why people are doing that is because they have hidden energetic blocks that quite often come up from the subconscious mind, which is what I was saying earlier. Your subconscious mind, like let's say that your mother is afraid of spiders and you're just a toddler and you know, you see a spider and it's one of like, say it's a black widow. Like we have a lot of those here and you see a little baby about to pick one up and it's like the mom freaking out like, ah, and you know, that association then is made for that child. And so this is kind of what's happening for a lot of people right now. It's important to recognize that when it seems like maybe people are overreacting or even like you feel like yourself, like where you just know I'm overreacting. I know I'm overreacting, but I can't stop myself from overreacting. When people are doing that, that means that you've gone into the trigger. And, you know, when I come back, if we we don't have any calls yet, if we don't have any, I'm going to just do something for everyone to like remain calm. So we'll work on that when we come back. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. We're live on Facebook and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're also live on Facebook. We were just talking about fear. This is my Nuggets of Wisdom show. I teach people how to identify and eliminate hidden energetic blocks that prohibit them from accessing their authentic desires. And that includes in other like areas of life. And so I see we do have a caller, Zach, and it's Raul. And I'd love to talk to Raul and see what's going on in his world. So let's put him on.
All right. We got Raul from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hello, Colette.
Hey there. How are you?
Today I'm doing okay. Today I'm okay. I'm excited to talk to you.
Good. So what's going on?
I reached to, I'm at the point when I realize where all my fears are, or most of them. And those are reflected on my career, on the things that I've done in my career. And I don't like to recognize that I've been living in so much fear, and all the filters and the things that I liked that I didn't like, and they were all fears. I feel like I've had a pretty mediocre work life. I don't know if you mean. I don't think I put up myself to challenges.
Okay, so I love this. This is so perfect. Like, you're making my day. Like, I'm so starved for like intelligent conversation. I'm talking to my cat a lot.
Like, I do.
I set up my new studio, and she was just like, yeah, like she thought it was great, but like she was more interested not in the new chair I got, but in the box, because like it's two-tiered, because it's from Wayfair, so it had to come in sideways, right? So now it's got a little cubby hole, and she's like, I'm in my condo, leave me alone. So, yeah, what you're talking about is very interesting, because a lot of people might totally see you differently. And what's really, really funny is I was talking to Will last night, and I was saying, like, oh, my life is just so mediocre. My career is just like, geez, it's just like I've been, you know, like, what the hell? I haven't reached any of my goals. I've sort of reached them. And he's like, what do you mean? You're just a keynote speaker in February. And we laughed. It's just like the way it is. And, but then I realized, wow, like, isn't this a beautiful opportunity to know this? Because, see, I'm very, like, as I said, I'm very fortunate, because you think about it, like, you know, Leroy Maloof, who's 87. How old are you?
51.
So, like, what if you have another 36 years?
That would be great, but I don't want the same.
Right. So aren't you glad that you found out now? Because this is really profound. See, this is what I'm learning, because like on one side, I can feel like, okay, this isn't working the way I thought it was going to, and this isn't. And like most people that see my life, they think, wow, but I just kind of take miracles for granted now, and I'm kind of irritated when they don't happen fast enough. And that's a little bit like arrogant, don't you think? So, but it isn't. What you are asking for now is all these fears. Like, can you name us? Like, are you willing to tell us what some of them were that you weren't aware of that now you are?
Oh, of course. I mean, I've never been the forefront actor of a movie. I've always been a supporting actor. I wasn't a waiter. I was a busboy. I wasn't an analyst on a bank. I was the loan processor, never facing my biggest challenge, which is face-to-face with people, or my artistic side. and all those things that I haven't, all my tools and talents, I only live 50%. And that's what I'm sick of it. And I want to know why. I mean.
Okay, so this is very interesting because, you know, I'll talk about this and you say you're using, oh my gosh, I'm only using my my ability at 50%. For one thing, it's a little bit exaggerated. You're not using if you test it. And on the other scope, you need to understand that most people only use about 4%. So when I tell you like you're around 7, don't get upset.
Okay. Okay.
You're so far from half your potential. Scary. And that's because, honest to God, people have no idea how powerful they really are. Like, it's so interesting. Like, people are like, oh my God, now we're supposed to start worrying about, like, hoarding food again. Like, because, like,
wow, yeah.
Food's going to go up and da-da-da. And I'm, and see, this is how someone like me thinks. I'm thinking, what a good opportunity to discover how to become a breatharian. You know what a breatharian is? Someone who meditates so much that they don't need to eat or drink water or eat food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I met a couple that were breatharians for several years. And I tell people this and they say, what? I said, yeah. Like, they were pretty interesting. But it's, I mean, if like, there's so many things, like most people wouldn't answer that question in that way. Like, oh, well, that would be a good opportunity because, like, if you think about it, if you are really challenged and you know that this is your last opportunity, or if you don't succeed right now, if you don't take this one step that you can take right now, that everything's over, then you will take that step or you will not. And so it's really interesting. Because a lot of people would say that you have lived a very interesting life up till now. No, I'm serious. And so, you know, I think what's happened is a lot of us have really gotten into this place where we actually believe social media. Like Madison said, Mom, you know, your friends on Facebook really aren't your friends. She told me that like 10 years ago, right? When social media first came out. And so it's very interesting, like, for you, like, to be going through this. This is such a huge opportunity for you. Because everything that you're not, that you're upset about, that gives you, you already have information about how you've done it in the past. Can you name something you would change?
I think what it bothers me the most and what I've changed is that I usually confuse I don't like not liking something with pushing myself through something that I'm not going to like. It's like I prepare myself, I don't like them, I'm not even going to try, so I live here mediocrely, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Being a waiter instead of a busboy, for example, in a restaurant. It's like, no, I don't like that. I don't care about the food. I don't care about talking to people. But it's like, why don't I get out there? I would have made more money. But at that point, I'm always in the background. That is what bothers me the most.
So when you were speaking earlier, you were not speaking metaphorically. You were actually a busboy instead of a waiter? Have you had that experience?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And have you ever been like the chef and been treated like a busboy?
No, the treatment is different. But my no, I was not treated like that. There's no way. No.
See?
I wasn't treated like that.
Yeah. So, see, it was really interesting because Leroy came up for a reason, because like Leroy was on the show so often. I'm just going to say, Zach, can we just skip the break and continue on with this?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So because like this is so beautiful, really, like because like Leroy is on like his 16th or 17th career. And, but his very first one, like, you know, usually you'll sit there and like, I'm like, okay, because I realized I had him on my show so many times and nobody knew what his careers were. And like, people were probably thinking, oh, he started off as a busboy. And his first career was a pilot. He was like 19 or something. And he's from Lebanon originally. Leroy's lived a long, interesting life, and he's been good at everything he does, like exceptionally good at it. And the reason is because he loves to challenge himself in that way. And so me being a Sagittarius, I say I like to travel, but like one of the biggest reasons I love to travel was to gather information. Like I just love it, and meeting people and how exciting all of that is. And so if you can take those talents that you really like and all the things that you learn, and nothing is wasted, nothing. I mean, you can't get back time that, and you know, actually it was interesting because that's what I was talking about last night. And I said, like, if I have any regret, it would be that when I traveled, I didn't enjoy it more. And so if I, you know, when I travel again, I'm going to enjoy myself more. And if that means that I'm just traveling from my house to the lake with my paddleboard, I'm going to enjoy it. I've made a choice, a decision to do so. And so what's been coming to me, because so many people are saying to me, where is all this anger coming from? Like there's a lot of anger. And it's because anger is kind of like acceptable, in particular for men. Sometimes men will use anger because that's an acceptable emotion for them. Like as a little boy, they weren't allowed to cry or whatever. Depends on the generation. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody, because it's really scary, isn't it, when you thought you knew yourself and now you found out you don't? Like, are you surprised by certain things that have come up since, like, you moved and you came back and there's a pandemic and, oh, my goodness. Like, think about it, what all you've been through in a very short period of time. And then you think your life is kind of boring and mediocre. You use the word mediocre.
I just know there's more.
There are some people, really, believe this or not, there are some people that will not throw themselves down a mountain on two sticks. They're like, no. That and alone, no, I'm serious. There are many people who won't do that. So I feel like you're being really hard on yourself. And that's what I feel like a lot of people are. And a lot of that is coming just from like a lack of, it's what's coming up is no context for where to put this, like what department are we supposed to put this in our, where are we supposed to file this? What's happening right now. Zach, what time is, how much time do we have left here?
Oh, we have a little over 10 minutes left.
Good. Because like time is going like really quick here. So this is what's coming up. We're going to take everything that happened in the past, the present, and what's happening in the future and recognize that that's all happening at once right now. And I was very much where you were maybe about 3 weeks ago. Where I was just like I couldn't see what I managed to get done. I could only see what I didn't manage to do. And it felt like there was this, like this timeline on it and that I'd failed. And then like, so now what? And then, you know what I found out the now what was? The same as the what before. Like my, you know, like I tell people my life hasn't changed that much. It hasn't, because I work out of home and I'm used to doing my radio show from here. And I do have a lot of technological problems here and there, like a lot of people are right now, but I have a great team at Transformation Talk Radio. Like if I have a problem, I just, you know, and I have like people, I have people that I can call and say, what do I do? And so, but there's a lot of things that there's nobody to call really about this. And I get a lot of people calling me and they're saying, what do I do? And you know what I tell them? Test it. And let's see what you're strong to. Because people assume, like you have, everybody has like kind of their story about who they are and what's happened in their life, etc. And like a lot of people look at me and they just like, honestly, they just think I'm like, what the hell? Like my family, people, they're like, what are you doing? None of what you're doing makes logical sense to them. But to me, I've been honing my energy skills with some very talented energy workers for 15 years now. And so for me, I don't panic at the same things other people panic at. And so it seems weird to other people that I don't, maybe. But I've seen people have something really teeny weeny happen that turns into this big thing. And then I've had something that's supposed to be this really big thing, and it turns into a really small thing. And then I've had people like put a lot of time and energy and say, I really want to go down this path in this career. This is what I want to do. And we can energetically strengthen that, that you, you know, when you start clearing the blocks that you're not there, what's coming up is not deserving more. It's about, for one thing, it's about you're embarrassed about your age is coming up. Why be embarrassed about your age when you think about it? What's the alternative?
embrace it.
See,
I don't know.
my daughter and I joke about this. I said, some people are just late bloomers. And, you know, it's really like, because I've seen, like, I just had a client, like I said, call from 2 years ago, and she just published a book. And I think I have another client that I was working with that is 67. She's still working on having the best life ever in the middle of a pandemic. I have a man in Germany in the hospital that wants to live. He's 91. Like, you have no idea how beautiful life is until you start putting the limitations on it. So let's just strengthen that for everybody. Like, why don't you just give yourself total permission? That's my card, like the reckless abandon, where you allow yourself to look at yourself and just say, hey, maybe I'm not as bad as I thought I was. Maybe start writing things down that you've done in your life that other people would think are really exciting and make a movie about it. Like you could just the last 2 years of your life, you could write a romance movie and, you know, put Brad Pitt in it and it'd be great.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. And so, I really, like, I talk to a lot of people when they're nearing the end of their life, and they'll quite often say, like, their biggest regret is not what they did, it's what they didn't do. And then it's not so much sometimes what they said, but it's what they didn't say. Like Stella says. So, Zach, are we almost at the end of the show now that the co-host is here?
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left.
Okay, so let's get in touch with this, because I'm using you as a barometer for people who are listening now and later. You know, when you get in touch with your life on a scale of 10 to 0, 10 being like, I really failed, and 0 being, hey, I'm neutral to it, I still got time, and I have way more talents now. Like, I have more skills. I have more experience. Where are you on that scale?
I think I'm right there, 5. I'm right there in the middle.
A lot of people are sitting in the middle. So what's coming up for you, it's kind of like, if this is only how, like, and this isn't me saying this, okay? This is your higher self. But if this is only how far I've managed to get in 51 years, how the hell am I going to get better than that when I'm when I'm already going downhill?
Oh, wow.
And the funny thing is like I just told you, like there you are on skates or on skis going downhill and you think nothing of it. And here you're worried about going downhill? Go down in class. You know, go down that hill in style. You know, like look at my cat doesn't have a care in the world. Like she just really doesn't, because now she has her favorite box and she doesn't know that in 2 days it's recycle day. No, I won't throw your box out, don't worry. So, but like that's kind of what I'm talking about. Like some like it's like can you imagine like if I throw her box out and she walks into the living room now and that box is gone, she'll be happy when the next box comes. She'll just go find like a moth to kill or something, you know? And so,
that is true.
You know, and so it's really important. I think that like the biggest weakness for people right now is like, one of the things is that I feel like a lot of people right now are being forced to defend themselves, like just for everyday things. Like, I just want to go walk to the beach without wearing a mask and there's not a person around for miles, and go out in the lake where I'm miles from everybody. And I don't want to have to defend myself doing that. I'm not breathing on anyone. I'm not, you know what I mean? And so I find it like that I'm defending, like I feel like on the defense quite a bit. Like, what if I say the wrong thing? Like on the radio show, I'm careful. I don't want to say the wrong thing to add more fear. I don't really care if I offend someone, because I've learned that you're going to offend someone no matter what you do. So it's more about how are you feeling about yourself and your own integrity. And then sort of rate yourself. If I was you, I would go through everything that you've done and give yourself like an honest rating. Like if you were like being like, you had a boss and that boss was like rating your performance. I don't get that your rating is low. Where would you rate your performance overall up to this point?
If 10 was the best, I think I'm 8.
Okay.
I don't know. 8-ish, 7-ish.
Okay, so it's really important with energy work to get to 100% to be able to reach that infinite potential. And so we're just going to strengthen this for everybody, like that we're all able to really dig deep at this time, go inward, find all of those things we totally are afraid of, write them down. I was afraid of the front yard, so I cleaned that out, and I was praying to the spiders while I did that. I used to be afraid to paddle. I used to be afraid to be on YouTube to do a video for good reason at times. I used to be afraid to speak in public. I used to be afraid of a lot of things. And I used to be afraid of the dark. And so I started adding up the things that I'm not afraid of now and the things that I am afraid of. And I feel like actually most people, if they do that, would find that they're way braver and have more courage than they think. So are we done here, Zach?
Yeah, we're pretty much at the end.
Yeah. So I want to thank you, Raul, for calling in, because you're expressing so much what so many of us are feeling right now. And thank you, Pat, and Transformation Talk Radio once again for giving us all this opportunity. Thank you, Zach, for all your patience and your technical assistance for me. So far, so good. And thank you, of course, to everybody listening out there. And I will make my presence a little bit more known on Facebook, etc. Now, I just needed a little bit of a rest. Bye for now. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.